So, the name of my sermon this morning is Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But my subtitle is, what will we discover during Holy Week? Okay, here's a question for the adults now. Will our Holy Week this year be like the 1940 Chicago Bears versus Washington Redskins game, where the Chicago Bears won 73-0? Or will our Holy Week this year be like the 2015 Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl, which the Patriots won on a last-second goal line interception 28-22? And I bring that up because if we celebrate Holy Week like the 1940 Chicago Bears over the Redskins, 73-0, that means we're going to go from this Palm Sunday to next Easter Sunday, and we're going, yeah, we're winning. Yeah, this is great. Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, great, 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 great. But we will miss all of the drama, all of the meaning, all of the sacrifice, all of the messages that Jesus has for us. You see, in that 1940 football game, nobody was paying attention after the first 30 or 40 points. But when the Patriots and the Seahawks played, people's eyes were riveted during that whole game. And it came down to a last-second interception. Many of us go from the parade of Palm Sunday to the party of Easter Sunday, but we forget that if you look in the Bible, in Scripture, Holy Week has many difficult days in it. I read an author, I did not write down his name, but he asked the question, what happens to our faith if we have not had to struggle? And he answers his question. A faith that does not have to struggle might become a faith that wilts in the face of hardship, discouragement, and tragedy. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, as we move towards resurrection next Sunday, let us remember to use each day of Holy Week to enter more fully into the suffering and death of Jesus, so we can enter more fully into the resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. To help us do this, all of the bulletins have a Holy Week reading plan. You can take this home with you. You can take extra bulletins, hand out the plans to your friends. I also emailed this to everybody. I'm going to put this on Facebook also. And I urge you to take this week and just realize that it's not just Sunday to Sunday, yay! But there are days in between. And there is such power in the days in between, if we can give ourselves over to that. So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Help me lift up this, your beloved worshiping community here in our sanctuary, these faces that we have not seen in so long, and help me to lift up all of the people that are worshiping with us online. Help me reach out and touch all of these minds and hearts and souls with the glory of your Palm Sunday and the difficult challenges ahead in Holy Week, so that we may more fully enter into your resurrection. Amen. So what will we discover during Holy Week? Well, let me tell you the reality of Palm Sunday. Did you happen to notice the chaos and pandemonium that existed in our sanctuary just 10 minutes ago? The noise, the craziness. Well, this was a small piece of what was going on in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. There, Jerusalem had a population of about 50,000 usually back then. But For Passover, which is when they celebrated what we call Palm Sunday, they had 250,000 or more people coming into the city. It was like this much times a gazillion. There were people pushing and shoving and making noise. And in the middle of all that craziness, there were two processions. Now, the Bible only talks about one procession, Jesus' procession, but there was another procession because the other procession happened every year. So let me talk about Jesus' procession. Jesus came in because there were two kinds of people that were following Jesus. And one kind of people followed Jesus into Jerusalem, and they were the Messiah of the miracles kind of people. And they loved watching Jesus perform miracles, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, healing the sick, feeding the 5,000. That was the greatest show on earth as far as they were concerned. But there was another kind of person that followed Jesus, and these were the ultra-nationalist people. And they were looking for Jesus, who would be the strong leader in the mold of King David, who would give them their freedom and conquer the Romans. So on the one hand, you had the ultra-religious people. On the other hand, you had the ultra-nationalist people. But somehow they all came together around what you were saying this morning. They all came together around that phrase, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Because that phrase means Yahweh, save us from the Roman Empire. Yahweh, save us with your miracles. But you know what Jesus did? Jesus, amid all this noise and chaos, rode in on a donkey in silence. Yeah. That happened on the east gate of the city. On the west gate of the city, something else was going on. And what was going on the west gate was the Roman army used this day to show their might. See, the Roman army, it's like when we do the, is it Memorial Day? No, Veterans Day. What day do we have that when we go to the Air Force bases and Army bases and they have flyovers and stuff? One of those days. This was that. If you've ever seen on YouTube, like armies marching into cities like in Russia or China or North Korea, this is the kind of stuff they were doing back then. And they had a muscular, literally muscular show of force. They came into the city and their idea was to intimidate the Jews. Hey, you guys, the emperor god of Rome is the more important than your little god. Can't you tell? Look at our army. Look at our muscles. Look at our spears. Look at our swords. Look at our chariots. And the whole time they'd be beating on drums, beating on drums, beating on drums. It was pretty chaotic. So in all of this, what will we discover during Holy Week? Well, one thing we will discover is that Jesus did this on purpose. Wait, what did he do on purpose? He got the foal, that means the boy child of a donkey, and he rode in on it because that fulfilled a scripture, prophecy. And he did this in contrast to the big military parade. Reverend John Allen says this so much better than I do. I want to read you his words. This could be called Jesus' most brilliant act of political theater. The grandeur of Pilate's procession was meant to highlight his superiority over the weak. But Jesus and his followers reimagined their weakness into strength. And listen to this. Reverend Allen says, they did not deny their poverty, but they did deny the authority of Rome to define their reality for them. Wow. So yeah, Jesus rode in, and it's something that we are joyful and grateful for. But Jesus also rode in as an act of protest against the Roman Empire. And he rode in silence. So what will we discover during Holy Week? Well, as I said, two things. Number one, Jesus was fulfilling the scripture. At number two, he was telling the people, some of whom still didn't get it, that he was the Son of the one true God. Think about that, Jewish people. And so maybe it's time that we rename Holy Week. I mean, Holy Week, I mean, holy, holy. Yeah, okay, I said so, but it doesn't say that much. Because the days between Sunday to Sunday, there's a lot happening. Maybe we should rename it in the honor of the late John Lewis, who was a representative in Congress from Georgia. And John Lewis had a wonderful quote, and this quote easily applies to the life of Jesus. I think if Jesus heard John Lewis say this quote, Jesus would have gone, yep. And especially during Holy Week, John Lewis's words, never be afraid to get into good trouble. And that's what Jesus was doing with that silent profession. He was silent, the crowd was not. Coming in contrast to the military might, Jesus was getting into good trouble. And so maybe we should add the words good trouble to the name Holy Week and call this Holy Good Trouble Week. Jesus spent his week getting into good trouble in so many ways. But good trouble can be holy. You see, good trouble, the way Jesus practiced it, demands humble, loving, wholehearted, heart-to-heart presence. On Monday of Holy Week, Jesus got into such good trouble, he marched into the temple and he started throwing over tables, pushing over vendors. Has anyone here ever been to a convention where you have a table that you're promoting something, you know, like a display? I'm seeing heads nodding. Yeah, me too. And whenever I got to that convention, as I walked in and I saw where my table was, if my table was near the front door, man, I was happy. Because I knew I was going to see everybody. And the times I went to conventions and my table was way in the back, oh man, that was bad. And these vendors that were selling pigeons and animals and changing money, they felt the same way. So they kept pushing towards the doors. People could not get in. And Jesus got into good trouble by getting rid of all of them, throwing them out. On Tuesday of Holy Week, Jesus got into more good trouble. Now, you know, the Sadducees, Pharisees, Herodians, all those people, they all had different positions. Every one of those groups that are named in the Bible had a position opposed to all the other groups. Except on Tuesday of Holy Week, they all got together. They said, well, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Something like that. So they all got together to harass Jesus. And they spent the morning asking him questions. And every time they asked him a question to trip him, he answered it. And to give you an example of how desperate they were to trip him up, they even asked him a question about a woman who's married, her husband dies, they have no children. So by tradition, she has to marry the husband's next oldest brother. Except he dies, So then she has to marry the next brother. He dies. Next brother. No, he dies. Next brother. He dies. Next brother. He dies. So they say to him, well, Jesus, so when this woman goes to heaven at the resurrection, whose wife will she be? What kind of question's that? I mean, this is how desperate they were. And Jesus was able to answer that question. Jesus also got into good trouble on Holy Thursday. He got into good trouble with Judas. Judas, who betrayed him, who asked him in Matthew 26:25, "It isn't me, is it, Rabbi?" Knowing full well that it was. And Jesus said, "Don't play games with me, Judas. Be quick." And Friday of Holy Week, Jesus got into the most good trouble of all when the high priest Caiaphas in Matthew 26:63-34 said, "I demand in the name of the living God," which, by the way, Caiaphas wasn't recognizing as standing in front of him, "tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." And Jesus just simply said, "You have said it yourself." Can you see where that might have driven Caiaphas crazy? So what will we discover in the Holy Week reading plan? We will discover that we as Christians are called to be in good trouble. We are called to walk the way that Jesus walked. And the way of Jesus is the way of holy good trouble. In other words, encountering people, scriptures, difficult times, and even a pandemic with humble hearts, face to face, loving presence. And how can we do this? Because Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, and God, Creator, gives us grace. And Royal Oak, beloved, worshiping community, all of us are being filled every minute of every day with God's grace and Holy Spirit. And we are being called to get into good trouble. Kids, can I get an amen to that? Okay. Don't take that too far, though, kids. You see, we have been empowered to love as Jesus loved, face challenges, like all those dumb questions on Holy Tuesday, as Jesus faced challenges. We are called to create good trouble as Jesus created good trouble. And we are called to bring God into this world as Jesus brought God into this world. How will we respond to this Holy Week, starting with today and ending on Easter Sunday? What will we discover during Holy Week? It starts with our journey in the Scripture. It starts with our journey at God's Word. And I just want to close with the words of Reverend Kirby Lawrence Hill. His words: "If we move directly from a Palm Sunday procession to an Easter parade, we will have missed the story and the experience of the Passion that is more than just a part of the deliverance offered by the one who comes in the name of the Lord." So I ask and I pray that Jesus will be with each of us and show each of us how to make good trouble on the way with Jesus every day this week and every day each year. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, it is a joy to think about all we have done this past year. It is a joy to think about how we will move forward. And it is a joy to look forward to the resurrection of Jesus. And I give thanks and praise for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.